There's another climate-related issue that is likely to cross President Biden's desk: controlling emissions of methane. The United Nations estimates that about 25% of climate warming comes from the human-caused release of methane, mainly through livestock and oil and gas industries. Now, there's a growing effort to figure out just how much methane we're putting into the atmosphere and what to do about it. This report is part of our ongoing series on climate change, peril, and promise. The United States is the world's largest oil and natural gas producer. Burning fossil fuels emits carbon dioxide, of course, CO2, but drilling also releases another potent greenhouse gas, methane. Both CO2 and methane warm the planet, but at different rates.
Carbon dioxide is a major problem because it can last for so long in the atmosphere.
Alyssa Ocko is a climate scientist with the nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund, EDF.
The carbon dioxide that we emit into the atmosphere today, around 40% of it could still be there in 100 years from now. And so that's why carbon dioxide is such a big problem, because it builds up over time and commits our planet to warming for centuries and for generations to come. Methane is much more powerful at trapping heat than carbon dioxide, but it only lasts in the atmosphere for around a decade. So if you were to emit equal amounts of emissions of CO2 and methane today, you're going to have a lot more warming from methane over the next few years than you will from CO2.
That means reducing methane emissions can have a relatively rapid effect on climate change, which brings us to the Permian Basin. Spanning more than 85,000 square miles, it includes a vast stretch of West Texas and southeastern New Mexico. Oil companies pull more than 4 million barrels a day from it.
The Permian Basin is the largest oil and gas basin in the United States. It's one of the largest in the world. But we didn't have a good idea of how much methane was being emitted by the operations there.
Colin Layden is EDF's Director of Regulatory and Legislative Affairs.
So we put together a comprehensive science measurement program to locate these methane emissions as well as get an idea of how much of this is escaping into the atmosphere.
For more than a year, using everything from mobile labs and cell phone towers to aircraft and satellites, EDF has been working with colleagues from the University of Wyoming, Penn State University, Scientific Aviation, and others to document methane release in the Permian Basin.
How do you actually see it, so to speak? I mean, natural gas doesn't, it's like iocane powder from The Princess Bride, odorless, colorless, whatever, right? So how do you actually see the emissions that are escaping?
Fortunately, there are infrared cameras that can pick up and detect the emissions so that you can see them.
This tower is called a flare stack, and it looks to the naked eye like nothing's coming out of it. But here's what the infrared camera sees. Methane is going straight into the atmosphere. It's a practice called venting. EDF has documented scenes like this across the Permian Basin. Sometimes venting happens legally, with a permit. Other times, it's illegal, even accidental, when a flare stack is simply operating improperly. When a stack is working like it is supposed to, it burns the methane in a process known as flaring, which can also be done with a permit. Sometimes the camera catches venting and flaring side by side.
That's burning off excess gas. That could be happening for various reasons. There could be a true health and safety reason, maybe an overpressurized system, where they need to flare. But oftentimes what we've been seeing in the Permian Basin over the years has been just simply flaring for convenience.
EDF publishes its results at a site called Permian Map. They say their surveys have found 5% of the basin's flare stacks going completely unlit and venting gas, and an additional 6% malfunctioning to some extent. The EDF group estimates that methane is leaking from Permian oil and gas facilities at 3 times what the Environmental Protection Agency estimates. That comes to about 2.7 million tons of gas a year. It's not surprising, then, that a call has gone out for serious reductions in methane emissions. And it's not just from environmentalists and scientists. Private and institutional investors managing some $2 trillion in assets, even the World Bank, have called for an end to routine flaring of methane.
I mean, there are things that the investment community can do.
Aaron Blanton is a senior research scholar at the Center on Global Energy Policy at Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs.
Something very simple would be just a commitment to stop routine flaring by, for example, 2025.
That's a fair amount of time. It's a practice that is wasteful. It wastes money. There's no revenues that come from flaring the gas. And the investment community could say,
we won't invest in companies that practice routine flaring. You know, we will not lend to them.
If that sounds pie in the sky, consider this. Recently, a French investment concern canceled a $7 billion deal to buy liquid natural gas, LNG, coming from the Permian. Politico reported there was pressure from the French government to not source their gas from a place that does not have methane pollution under control. But if there seems to be a growing consensus favoring tougher regulation, there are obstacles as well. Last summer, President Trump rolled back Obama-era regulations and made it easier for oil producers to keep flaring and venting methane. Then there's the Texas Railroad Commission. It has the oil and gas industry under its authority. Its charge, it says, is to protect citizens, the environment, and the economy. But in Texas, it has long been a friend to the fossil fuel industry and gone easy on gas flaring. In November, the three-member commission did release new rules strengthening requirements to obtain methane flaring permits, but fell far short of what its critics say is necessary. That same month, a new commissioner was elected, Republican Jim Wright. On a podcast during the campaign, he appeared unaware of the science around methane emissions.
Can you tell me of any exact research that really says that flaring is actually harming our atmosphere? And any worse than emissions from a car or anything else that they're claiming is making changes to our climate that we see today?
The Biden administration is taking the opposite tack. The president has plans to, quote, take actions, including requiring aggressive methane pollution limits for new and existing oil and gas operations. And it sounds like he might have what once would have been some unlikely allies. When President Trump rolled back those methane regulations last year, even some energy giants pushed back,
including BP and Shell.